Chapter 26. Izzy asked to spend the rest of the day in her room, with the door closed for privacy. Her mom and dad say yes because an animal has died, and it feels as if they handled the situation poorly. At least that's what Izzy hears her parents whisper when they think she's out of earshot. Izzy arranges apple slices, cheddar cheese cubes, poppy seed crackers, and roasted almonds on a teacup saucer, and retreats behind the closed door. She shuts the curtains that frame her large bedroom window and then makes her way to her bureau and very, very, very slowly opens the top drawer. The possum is sitting, legs crossed, waiting for her. She stares up at Izzy and she smiles. It seems to be a shy smile, mixed with apprehension. Izzy gently reaches into the drawer and the possum hobbles, with her one black boot, into Izzy's hands. Izzy brings the animal to her bed and places her on the comforter. She sets the saucer of food in front of her. The possum seems eager to try a piece of apple. The look on her face shows that it's delicious. She follows the fruit with a square of cheese, a poppy seed cracker, and then all of the almonds. And all the while, Izzy watches, as happy as she's ever been. When she can no longer contain herself, Izzy whispers, "If my parents knew you were here, I don't think they'd be pleased." The possum leans her head on Izzy's leg. It feels to Izzy as if her heart will burst. She has a real pal. It's as pure and simple as that. Izzy notices that her friend has soot on the back of her legs and her ears. Is it from the chimney? Her neck has a ring of pink fur that smells like strawberries. Dried shampoo, Izzy decides. She leans close to the marsupial and whispers, "You need a bath." Izzy waits until the possum finishes everything on the saucer before carrying her into the bathroom. She fills the sink with warm water and gently removes the Paddington bear jacket and the bonnet and the single boot. Izzy tries to make her voice reassuring as she carefully lowers the possum into the sink. "This is going to feel very warm and very cozy. At least I hope so. Stay calm. A bath can be relaxing and even healing. You've been through a lot, but this should make you feel better." At first, Apple Blossom is afraid, but the warm water feels so good. It's as if she's floating on a moonlit cloud. She never knew that water could be this sweet. The people holds up her thumb. Apple Blossom decides to show the little monster that she has a thumb too. She lifts her arm out of the water and shows her hand. Thumb up. She realizes that this must mean something to people, because the monster looks very happy that they both have thumbs. Apple Blossom raises her other arm out of the soapy water and holds that thumb high. She watches as the little monster squeals in a way that seems happy. She can see it is going well, so she lifts her feet out of the water. But it's a mistake. Apple Blossom starts to sink. Soapy water rushes into her ears, and when she closes her eyes, it pours into her nose. The tail starts moving as she panics. But then two hands plunge into the water, and the little people shouts, "I've got you!" In only seconds, Apple Blossom is wrapped in a small towel and held to the little monster's chest. "You're okay. I'm right here." What follows is a whole world of new experiences. The little monster grabs a red machine that is attached to the wall. She aims it at Apple Blossom, and it's like being in a windstorm, only a really warm one. Apple Blossom feels her fur go from wet to fluffy in a matter of seconds, and her body now smells like a field of flowers. She has never been this clean, and her tummy is very full. Apple Blossom knows she must find a way out of this place, but until the opportunity presents itself, she will act happy to be here. It is a performance that at the moment is easy to play.